If there is one rite of passage for farming kids as they head from the summer into the fall, it has to be the local fair. And this year, despite widespread drought that's forced many farmers to sell off their herds, 4-H youth still spent months preparing their livestock for competition. Producer Bill George caught up with a Schweitzer family at this year's Arkansas Valley Fair in Rocky Ford, Colorado, to bring us this sound portrait.
My name is Arlene Schweitzer. I live here in Rocky Ford, Colorado. We live on a farm and ranch. It's been a really tough year, very tough year. My husband and I never thought it would be as dry as it is. At our county fair, we see a lot of positive things going on. You see kids that are happy. You see kids that are excited about to show their animals. And I think it'll be important for us to see that because it's been pretty devastating. Farmers are not wanting to talk about how dry it is because that's all we've heard for about the last 5 months. And you just get tired of hearing about it. So I think the fair will be exciting.
My name is Chris, and this is my brother Andy, and he is older than me.
Right now, in the barn, it gets really loud because they have sheep and goats and steers who get really, really wild, and it gets kind of exciting because the steers get ready to run. I'm going to fall over and die if he weighs over 1,300.
1,428.
Oh, he's a big one. Ate his
Wheaties. My black steer, he weighed 1,428. And he started at 695, so he gained 700 and some pounds. And I got second rate to gain. What that means, what they do, is they take all the stuff and they divide it, and they figure out how much they gain per day. And I think my steer gained like 3-something per day.
My name is Michelle Schweitzer, and I'm Andy and Chris's sister, and I took the week off so I could help them at the fair and get things lined up for them. I showed steers down here for 9 years, and I always loved the fair. It was like the best part of my summer. It's kind of nerve-wracking sometimes, but it's still fun. It's exciting to see your brothers do good.
We're washing our steers to get them ready for showmanship class. We have a drought this year, so you can't wash your steer twice or three times. You can only wash them once. I'm brushing my steer's hair forward, and we're putting stuff on their hair to make it stay where it's at.
It makes the hair stick out more, so they look pretty. On my black steer, we're going to paint some of his back legs black because he had some skin rubbed raw.
Get ready, we're going to be ready to go here in about 5 to 6 minutes.
I'm really nervous.
Brush! I have to remind them because they're younger, they haven't been doing it as long as I have, and because they're boys.
Good luck, Chris. Good luck, Andy.
Hey.
That will take us down to the junior showmanship contest here. Today is Andrew Schweitzer, Chris Schweitzer, Lacey Hood.
Andy, look at the judge, look at the judge.
Let's give all these young contenders a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, your grand champion junior showman this year goes to Jason Russell. Reserve Grand Champion, Lacey Hood. Third was Andrew Schweitzer. Fourth, Chris Schweitzer. Fifth, AJ.
That's all right. They're here to learn. You know, win or lose, you're here to learn. But you did a good job, Chris. I thought you did a very nice job.
I'm going to miss my steer because I've worked with him all summer long. And you just get attached to him and it's hard to let him go. I'm going to cry. Probably.
Second high gain of the steer right here. Andrew Schweitzer, ladies and gentlemen. 5, 600, 6, now 7.
Our sound portrait of the Schweitzer family at the annual Arkansas Valley Fair in Rocky Ford, Colorado, was produced by Bill George.